Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about strengths and weaknesses and how to coach either yourself or somebody else.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
On your team or even a friend. About strengths and weaknesses. I think it's a super fascinating topic. I know you brought it up, Stelly, and we jumped right into it. So why don't you give some context on like the framing of like where this came from?
Yeah, so a founder friend of mine, very young person, very successful, hired his first few employees, and he sent me a WhatsApp message, an audio message, basically asking for advice because he hired this person that's incredibly talented and has proven that he has amazing abilities in certain areas, but has some real weaknesses as well. And so my founder friend was basically saying, yo, Stelly, what should I do here? Should I, like, the weaknesses are kind of like, you know, they are annoying me, but I really love this person's strengths. And so I'm now thinking, should I focus my energy on coaching my employee out of those weaknesses? Or do I just need to find workarounds, or do I need to take that type of work off his plate and just focus on encouraging him to do the things that he's doing really well, even better? Like, basically, should I focus on my employee's weaknesses or strengths? How should I coach him? How should I approach this situation? And I know that this has been like an age-old debate, right? Should you double down on your strengths or try to make up for your weaknesses and be kind of well-rounded? So I thought it'd be an interesting discussion to have between the two of us. I'm actually curious to hear what you say about this, although I have a hunch.
You know what? I think it actually depends on who you are and what your personality is like, or what you really believe about yourself. So there are some people out there that are like, oh, I suck at that. I'm going to get better at that. And I'm going to get better at that just because I know I suck at it and I really want to get better at it. And that is a drive that I would say a weakness-based drive, right? What drives you? Something where you're weak, or something where you suck, or something where you really get that drive to make yourself better. And I think those are, a lot of that is like kind of the athlete's kind of mentality in a lot of ways. Because like, as an athlete, you do suck coming in, right? You are a beginner at that point. And so I don't want to say that the answer is, oh, just always focus on one or the other, because I don't think it works like that in my experience working with people, working with myself too. The other side of it is like, the people who are like, oh, I'm really good at this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep doing this and continue to be the best in the world at this, or one of the best in the world at this, and not worry about things I'm no good at. And, you know, part of this, to be honest, I don't bring this kind of stuff up a lot, but like, it does matter. I think, and I hate to believe this, Stelly, this is one of those effed up things really, but I think that over time, as every decade that goes by that you're alive, you end up actually deciding that you should focus more on your strengths than your weaknesses. And I think, I don't know if it's because you're lazier. I don't know if it's because you've spent so much time perfecting a certain skill set that you might have. But I believe that's what happens to humans. Over time, they get less and less focused on their weaknesses and more focused on their strengths. And I think that's because over time, you develop some strengths. You start realizing what gives you energy and what doesn't. You start realizing what you're great at and what you're not. That's why I didn't want to say that, hey, it's one or the other. Because there's some people who are like, my strength is that I can find things I suck at and get good enough at them really quickly. That's a strength in itself, right? But that means you're finding weaknesses and getting better at them. But at the same time, it's like, how much is there possible that you can do in the world? A ton. And the possibilities are endless. So then it becomes like, well, what's a strength? What's a weakness at the end of the day?
Yeah, you can push it to a very philosophical degree at the end of the day. But you know what I love? is that I knew your answer would be, it depends. In one way or another, I didn't know how you would say it, but I was guessing that your answer would be depends. And that's one of the reasons why I love you, because most people would have an opinion one way or another. They would be like, I think you need to always double down on your strengths. Strengths, strengths, strengths. Forget about your weaknesses. Who cares? Strengths. And some people are like, well, you need to, you know, you can't afford to have strong, like, really big weaknesses. You need to be well-rounded and generally good in many areas. So, the context truly matters in this case. I do agree, and I do think that over long periods of time, people tend to focus on their strengths. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. It's interesting to ask why that is, right? I think an easy and convenient, theory would be to just say, well, people focus on their strengths because they realize that focusing on your strengths pays bigger dividends in ROI, and there's a lot more upside potential in improving what's already strong than in trying to fix all of the things that are wrong. Nobody can be good at everything. But I like the question of like, is this because we get lazier? Is this because we're less curious? Maybe it's because we're less optimistic about our ability to truly change, right? So we get more cynical as we accumulate more experience. We get more heartbroken because we tried to fix all these weaknesses and failed at it. So we just subscribe now to the philosophy that we should just ignore our weaknesses and focus and double down on our strengths. I think when it comes to this specific situation, my first response to this founder was, well, first of all, it might be time to step back and ask yourself, if you knew what you know about this employee today, if you knew that before you hired him, would you have still hired him for this position, right? Because what he's really good at and what he's really bad at, it depends how much that matters in terms of what your company size is, what work really needs to get done. Maybe this person's really amazing in an area that will be important down the line, but today, right now, where you're just like three or four people, is not that important. And the thing that this person is really weak at is the most important thing you need right now. So it truly depends on what those weaknesses are and strengths are, on what you have to focus on and what you can, you know, afford or not afford. And the other thing is also, what level of awareness does this employee have about his weaknesses and strengths, and what willingness and motivation and inspiration does this individual have to double down on one or to fix the other? Because I truly, the one experience that I've made, Heaton, over many, many experiences with people, coaching people, mentoring people, working with people, is that changing people is hard. Changing yourself, I think, in the right moment can be really easy, and I think a human being can change in a second. I don't truly believe that it takes years to change. I think oftentimes it takes years to get ready for change. But once you're ready, a human being can change in a heartbeat. But when a human being ready is not just about them being willing. It's not just them wanting it. It's them being ready. And oftentimes people want to change, but they're just not ready for change, right? In some cases, there's decades of them being ready to change and not willing to change and not ready. So just because you think somebody should change doesn't mean that they want to change. And just because somebody tells you they want to change doesn't mean they're ready to change. And I've wasted a lot of time and energy on people that wanted to change, but they're not quite ready yet. And it can be a very heartbreaking experience for both sides, a very frustrating experience for both sides. So today I'm much more cautious to be like, do I really want to be in the changing people's business, or do I want to be in the picking the right people business, right? And I'd much rather bring in the right people to work with than bring in people because I think they have quote-unquote potential and then wanting to change them so they become who I want them to be. That's number one. But then also number two, if somebody comes to me and says they want to grow or change in one way or another and they want my help, I believe in humans. I'm excited about the journey of growth, personal and with others. But I'm much more cautious to not just take their willingness as the only ingredient that's necessary. There's a lot more to it, and I'm not quite sure what all those ingredients are, to be honest. But a lot of this, it truly matters. Like, okay, you hired a person to do a job. Now you tell me this person is doing some things really well and some things not. Well, if you knew who this person is, would you have hired this person 3 months ago? Are the things that they're really good at, are those the most important things in your business today? And the things that they're really bad at, not that tragic, just inconvenient? Or vice versa, right? All that truly matters. And if it is somebody that has strengths in an area that is not crucial today and has weaknesses that really bother you or that really hurt the business, I would part ways no matter how talented the person is.
I think choosing the right people is the business you should be in.
Yeah.
Always. I think that that could include somebody that you feel like can learn fast. For me, and I know this gets into strengths and weaknesses is really about people. And so previously we talked more about just yourself, right? You're really talking about like other people, how you think about their strengths and weaknesses, which I love as a topic. It's probably one of my favorite topics. So my take is that, especially when you're looking at a business and hiring people, you always want to find people who can learn fast. And it doesn't matter if they can learn something new that they're not. What I mean is like, it doesn't matter if they're in sales or marketing or product or engineering or any category or any part of your business. If they can learn fast, that single characteristic will make them successful anywhere if they just can learn fast. And I know that sounds really crazy, and there's a lot of other factors to someone working out well. But to me, it's not about strengths and weaknesses when it comes to choosing the right people. It's actually about, can they learn fast? And an example would be like pushing them and saying in an interview, like, what are your strengths and weaknesses? And how do you describe them? What you're looking to see is how they've overcome some of them, right? Meaning weaknesses. And also oftentimes it means overcoming your strengths too. Because the thing that a lot of people do is their strengths is what they keep falling back to when they don't know what to do. And if those strengths are limited, then they're going to fall back to a limited mental model, a limited mentality about how to solve a problem or how to do something. So my take on this is like, it's actually about, can someone learn? Can someone change? And those things are so much more valuable when you're choosing the right people than just looking at their strengths and weaknesses that exist today. Because by definition, if they can learn and change, they will be able to learn and change. They will be able to augment their weaknesses and their strengths. So to me, assessing strengths and weaknesses is super important to figure out where they might need to change and improve and learn. And then making sure there's someone who's willing to change, improve, and learn.
And how do you know? How do you determine that?
You ask them straight up. I just ask people like, do you like to change? How do you feel about change? How do you feel about learning, right? How fast do you think you learn new things? And the answer is counterintuitive. Usually you want the person that says, I don't actually learn new things really fast. And you're like, what do you mean by that? And then they start telling you how frustrated they get when they can't figure something out fast. And you're like, okay. Because fast is a relative word. So to me, the people who say they can learn fast, they tend to be actually, in my experience at least, talking to people, they tend to be much slower at learning than people who say, I don't think I'm fast enough at learning. Because you're looking for that person that has that drive on learning and changing and improving. That's my take on it, because I don't think strengths and weaknesses are as important as we put it out to be. Because you want people who can learn. You don't really care so much about where someone is at today, except for the fact that wherever they're at today, you're hiring them so they can get better. You're not hiring them so they stay the same, right? So to me, assessing their ability to improve, ability to change is so much more important. And strengths and weaknesses are a key part of that, but they aren't the only thing. That's why I hate it when like people tell me, oh, this person's good at that and they suck at that. I'm like, yeah, okay. That doesn't tell me anything. That tells me what you think about them, but it doesn't really tell me, are they going to, in the future, are they going to be able to improve those things? Because that's really what you're looking to figure out. Can they get better at what they suck at today? And even in addition to that, whatever strengths they have, are they good strengths for the role that you're hiring them for? Are they important? You know, because like I have people I've hired, senior people, and like I know them really well in terms of strengths and weaknesses, oftentimes better than they know themselves. So then what happens is you're not putting them in certain scenarios. And you're asking them honestly, like, do you want to get better at that? And they tell you, no, I don't want to get better at that. That's awesome. As long as there's somebody who can get better, period. So I have a person I work with pretty closely, and they tell me that they don't want to do X, Y, and Z, right? Like these things, like I don't want to be a manager. That's a good example, I think. This person tells me that. I don't want to be a manager. I suck at being a manager. I'm not good at being a manager. I stop this person right away and say, wait, you know, if you wanted to be a manager, you can get great at being a manager, right? They're like, yeah, of course. I'm like, okay, then stop saying that you're a bad manager. You've never even tried it. You don't want to. Not wanting to get better at something you suck at is different than not being able to get better at something you suck at. Sorry for my rant.
But I
like,
love
this
it.
Thing's like it just inspired me to think about like, oh man, this is about hiring people and assessing people, and strengths and weaknesses are just the beginning, not the end.
I love it. That's the quote. Strengths and weaknesses are just the beginning, not the end. Boom!
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it. There you go. There you have it. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
See ya.